Today, the Australian Mental Health Prize celebrates its 10th anniversary, recognizing four outstanding Australians who have contributed to improving mental health. A quarter of Australians aged 16 to 24 are experiencing a mental illness with symptoms during adolescence. Army Captain, young cancer survivor and CEO of 25 Stay Alive, Hugo Tuvi, is one of the winners because of his lived experience and advocacy for youth mental health. The Wire's Rush B spoke to CEO of 25 Stay Alive Foundation, Hugo Tuvi, about his award.
Thank you very much. It's a great honour to be recognised in that category and win an award like that. It's obviously not something you set out to achieve, but for me, this is very much the ongoing work in this space for the last 13 years or so. So, yeah, it's great recognition.
What is the importance of focusing on youth mental health these days?
For me, it's very much putting a spotlight on the young adults, those young adults in their 20s and 30s that often don't really have the voice or the spotlight for their mental health. And it's something I've experienced over the years through my own personal lived experience with poor mental health, depression, and also losing my best mate to suicide in his early 20s. So for me to be able to share my experiences and deliver workshops and really connect with young adults who are navigating life's challenges is something I'm really passionate about, and it's something that I'll continue to do. And then hopefully if I can just help 1, 2, 5, 10 more people and keep providing a support network to those young adults who are potentially struggling and have someone to potentially talk to, or just have the avenue of know where, when and where to seek support. It's something I'll continue to do, and it's something that we're really passionate about.
How had your lived experience allowed you to become a youth advocate?
So, as I briefly mentioned, it's something through my own personal experiences, which started out as a cancer battle with testicular cancer. Years later, I got diagnosed with bowel cancer, and I've really spent the last 12 years or so navigating significant health challenges, complex cancer treatments. I've had over 10 open abdominal surgeries. Most recently, I had another big chunk of bowel removed, and I'm now living with a permanent ileostomy or a stoma. And throughout all those many years of challenges with my physical health, it was my mental health that also really struggled. But initially, I didn't really do anything about that. And now I understand the importance of prioritising my mental health just as much as I've done everything I can to stay alive with my physical health. So it's through my own personal experiences of really learning the importance of why we need to look after our mental health, because when we face adversity or face challenges, that's when we really have to have the tools to get through those difficult times. Yeah, not only through my personal experiences, but as I mentioned, losing my best mate at a very young age, in a vulnerable age, in his early 20s to suicide, it was something I realised that we got to start doing this earlier on in life and often throughout those difficult years of our 20s and 30s, and when we're meant to have everything together, we got to really know how to and when to look after our mental health.
Hugo, why is early intervention so important?
Well, like anything in life, whether it's your physical health, your mental health, the earlier that you get onto something, the earlier that you treat something, you give yourself the best possible chance of getting help, getting better. The prevention of thousands, versus the crisis of hundreds, we got to do more in the early intervention, the prevention space, because when something does happen, it is easier to treat and you'll have those tools to be able to treat it. So if you're listening to this and, you're finding yourself that, your mental health is at a pretty good stage, that's great, but keep it there. You've got to keep working on it, even if it's at a good stage, because when it does start to fluctuate and turn into poor mental health, you'll be able to get right onto it and it is far easier to treat.
Hugo, how will this prize help your advocacy?
Well, look, it's recognition for all the work that I've been doing for many years and I'll continue to do. But, I guess it just allows me to put more of a spotlight on these important conversations, and receiving that award and the recognition of an award like that, will allow me hopefully to get more conversations out there, to get my message out there and hopefully to save and help more lives.
Hugo, is there anything else you would like to add?
If you've got any further interest or questions or queries about the work I do or the work that 25 Stay Alive does, which is my charity that I'm very proud of, visit the website 25stayalive.com and reach out. You know, we conduct workshops in communities, rural areas, sporting clubs. Would love to get out there, deliver one of our live workshops and do more in this space and hopefully spread some more important conversations. So I'd love to hear from you and thank you very much for having me on.
Hugo Tubby from 25 Stay Alive Foundation there, speaking with The Wire's Rushby.